This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Iraq has accepted last week's UN Security Council resolution mandating the return of inspectors to rid it of prohibited weapons of mass destruction. The decision was made public in a letter from the Iraqi foreign minister to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. The letter accepted the resolution grudgingly, and the Bush administration remains skeptical that Iraq will cooperate fully with the new round of inspections. NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The letter is 8 pages long. What did the Iraqis have to say?
Well, calling this a grudging or a reluctant acceptance is a huge understatement, Bob. The letter is a rant against the United States. It repeatedly refers to American lies in this matter. It calls the Bush administration the gang of evil. It says the resolution was adopted under unfair American pressure, that the United States threatened to pull out of the UN if it didn't get its way, and that the whole affair has been evil and shameful. Nevertheless, Iraq did accept the resolution, said it would deal with the resolution despite its bad contents, were prepared to accept the inspectors, the foreign minister wrote to Kofi Annan, so that they can carry out their duties and make sure that, in his words, Iraq has not developed weapons of mass destruction during the absence of the inspectors who were there last 4 years ago. So, repeatedly, the foreign minister says that Iraq has no weapons of mass destruction, and he asserts that if the weapons inspectors work without any premeditated intentions, the liar's lies, as he says, will be exposed. Then he goes on to say, once that truth is established, the Security Council will have to lift the economic sanctions that have been imposed on Iraq since 1990.
Now, what did the Bush administration say about all that?
The Bush administration was speaking with a very firm voice yesterday, saying the issue is not whether Iraq has accepted the resolution, but what it will do concretely to rid itself of the weapons that the UN prohibited more than a decade ago. President Bush said yesterday during a meeting of his cabinet that it should be clear to Saddam Hussein that there will be zero tolerance, that if Iraq chooses not to disarm, we will disarm him, the president said. We'll have a coalition of the willing with us. But there's one additional point here that's very important. The administration, in the form of the Deputy Press Secretary, Scott McClellan, yesterday said that the resolution also prohibits the Iraqis from firing on American and British jet fighters and other aircraft that patrol the no-fly zones in northern and southern Iraq, because the resolution says prohibits Iraq from taking any hostile action against any UN member state that is carrying out actions in support of UN resolutions vis-a-vis Iraq. And in fact, those no-fly zones were established pursuant to one of those resolutions many years ago. So in effect, the administration is saying that if the Iraqis fire on American or British planes, that could be a reason for a violation of the resolution, and they go back to the council to discuss it.
So now the inspectors go in, right?
Yes, they do. In fact, the heads of the two important agencies, the UN Agency of Weapons Inspectors, which is called UNMAVIC, and the International Atomic Energy Agency, which has responsibility for inspecting a possible nuclear weapons program, they're expected in Iraq along with advanced teams on Monday. There'll be talks during next week. The Iraqis have until December 8th to declare themselves and what they've been doing on weapons of mass destruction. But the weapons inspectors have until later in December to get up and running, but they want to move quickly, more quickly than that.
So has war been averted now?
Well, it's hard to say. The Iraqis, if they do comply and work with the weapons inspectors, could string this process out until late February, which would take most of the cooler months in Iraq and perhaps discourage war. On the other hand, if the Americans intensify the patrols in the no-fly zones and the Iraqis do respond with missile launches against those planes, that could then become another cause of war and at least an intense discussion in the Security Council.
NPR's Mike Schuster.